Okay. So, Paka Yivkoit. I don't have a chumash in front of me. But it starts like this. So we see it comes out in last week's parsha and this week's parsha. So we're not discussing the Goyish holiday. We're going to discuss the chumash between the two parshas that we have. So Vayichi, the end of Vayichi, Yosef seems to say it twice. Not seems to say it. It's listed twice. Question if he's quoting Yaakov or not. And Yosef tells him at the end here, in Pasuk of Dalet, Vayom Yosef Lachav. Yosef tells his brothers, Anoichi Meis, Velikim, Paka Yivkoit. That's the first time. Velikim Paka Yivkoit. Then the next pasuk, literally 3 seconds later. Vayishva Yosef is Bnei Yisrael. Switch from Achav to Bnei Yisrael. Not for now. Lamer doesn't say Elikim Paka Yivkoit. Paka Yivkoit Elikim Eschem. But we're not going into that. That's for a different class. But the idea is, you see that right away he's saying Paka Yivkoit twice. Now then it comes up when Moshe Rabbeinu in Perak Gimel pasuk Yiches, he shows up. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking to him, and it says like this: Perak Tazayin pasuk. I'm not in Gimel, am I? Hold on. Here. Leich v'safta zikna Yisrael. V'mat aleim. Hashem l'kei v'seichem nirulai. Hashem came to me l'kei Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov. Leimer. Pokoid pekadati yeschem. Now the Ramban on Paragimel here, not originally. The Ramban asked the obvious question. The Ramban says, if Yosef's making the announcement, Yosef's making the announcement, and Pakad Yivkoid, and they knew Pakad Bakadati became a quote in secret to the whole world. So what's the big deal? You're going to have 1,000 Meshagoyim get up. The Ramban's phrase, by the way, which I don't think I've seen it ever before, is V'yesh Alech Elishol. Like, it's an obvious question. The obvious question has to be, that, what are you talking about? What type of secret code is this? You have a lot of people who want to be shysters. They're all going to know the code. They're all going to come forward and say it. So Ramban already asked this question right away. Now, Ramban gives two answers. And right away, if you look at the Rashi over there in Shmois, you'll see all the Mefarshei, not all, many of the Mefarshei Rashi start discussing it right away. Some quote the Ramban, some just quote it on Rashi, the Be'er Besod, a few of them, they go into this. But let's go to Ramban's two answers. Ramban's answer number one is that when Yosef said this phrase, and it seems, I'm adding this in, because the two differences in the answer, it seems like everyone in Klal Yisrael knew this phrase. Everyone knew it. Anyone could have walked up and said, by the way, I'm the Redeemer. How do you know? I'm going to give you a secret word, fake secret. And you know, what are you going to do? But Hashem knew, guaranteed, no one was going to come first. So the Pocket Bekadati was, or Pocket Yivkoit, you have to know what that is, the difference in the phrase, that the fact is no one else was going to come first. So the statement was, you think everyone's going to come? No one's going to come. The first one who shows up and says it. Everyone knows this. I guess there's some type of concept it wasn't going to go. The Maral, Gur Aryeh, Ala Torah, on this Pasuk in Perek Gimel, quotes the Ramban, quotes Rashi, quotes the Ramban, and says, it can't design. Why? You're telling me there's no Bechir in Klaiso? You're telling me 600,000 men, it could be women in Mashiach, have no chance at have a Bechir to say Pakah Bekadati? It doesn't make any sense. He says, you can't say such a thing. Can't say it. He tells the Ramban, answer number one, the Ramban says that no one's going to come forward. Kenazan. Okay, so now what are we going to do now? What about the second answer to Ramban? So the second answer to Ramban, which I'm saying, I think it's obvious. The first answer, he's saying, everyone should ask what's going to happen, no one's going to come. I think the underlying assumption is that everyone in the world knew about it. Everyone knows no one's going to come. The second answer to Ramban, he doesn't say this openly, but I'm saying it. He's saying, not everyone knew. The Ramban says, Paka Bekadati was a secret. It was only given to a couple people. Yaakov gave it to Yosef. It could be he's quoting Yaakov here. Yaakov gave it to Yosef. Yosef gave it to Levi maybe. And then Levi gave it to Amram and it passed down. And it was a secret within the few Gedolim. It wasn't a mass thing. So who's going to know about it? Who's going to show up? Who's going to be able to show up? Only someone who knew the secret. It must be a Gal Adar. Now the Ramban is saying it on Amram that he's going to know about it. Tosfos and Sotei Gimel Malach quotes the Pirkei de Rabbeinu that also seems to say, if you read the story, that's a secret, but doesn't say Amram knew about it. It says Sarach Bas Asher knew about it. This would be a certain secret society, and we believe in secret societies in Klal Yisrael, a secret society that not everyone knew about it, and you're going to come forward, and it's going to be that the one who comes forward is going to know the secret. Now, I don't want to say anyone's name out loud. I wouldn't do such a thing. Let's say you have a guy, let's pick a fake name, Kevi Tagan. I don't know if you know such a thing. I mean, a random name. So a person like Kevi Tagan asked this kasha. He actually might have asked this kasha to me last week. He said, what do you mean? Who's the You tell me the secret society of Ramban? Secret society is going to pass down. I think the Ramban's asking this question. That's why I'm saying it that way. And he's going to say, wait a second. So Amram is the one who knows it. Who's Amram? Gal Adar. Okay, that makes sense. Who's going to come forward and say, by the way, I know the secret? Moshe Rabbeinu, his own son? I mean, seriously. Does that sound like the ultimate redemption when the person who shows up is the son of the guy who knew the secret? By the way, who do we know the secret to tell them if it's true? The Klal Yisrael is waiting, and they say, listen, this person showed up.
Sarah was alive.
The what?
Sarah was alive.
Tosfos and Soita says Tzarach. The Ramban does not mention Tzarach. Ramban says it's going to pass down from Levi to Amram, Kahasi, I think he says also, and then it goes to and Amram has it, and then it'll go by Sharbenu. So the question is, the Ramban doesn't openly ask this question, but I think he's asking the same question that this Kevi asked, and saying, wait a second, I understand something. How does this work? If you have to walk forward, Klaisel says, hey, someone came in with a secret code. Amram, what do you think of the secret code? I'm saying, that's the secret code. Oh, by the way, who is this person? It's my son. Sounds a little like, come on. Right? I don't want to sound like that, because the one who asked me the question didn't make it sound like that. But the Ramban answers. Now, he doesn't ask the question straight out. The Ramban says, answer number one, what do you do with pocket yifkut? No one showing up. Question number two, what do you do? It's a secret code. So I'll tell you what has to happen. The Ramban writes, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu arranged that Moshe Rabbeinu was not raised in Amram's house. Since Moshe Rabbeinu was not raised in Amram's house, and he shows up at 80 years old, he can't, no one's going to say, wait, you heard it from your father. At what point did I hear it from my father? I was in Bas Pari's house for a while. I don't know, there's a few years there. And then I'm on the run, and then I came back. It's not necessarily heard from my father. And what do you, I, but his father's the one saying it. So it must be, like everyone knows, Gemara in Shabbos, Nun Heyam Beis. Gemara in Shabbos says that Amram was one of the four people in the world who never did any Averis. So maybe the Olam would realize, it does make somewhat sense. Moshe Rabbeinu is your son, but let me say, how would he have gotten to that secret if he wasn't ever in your house? You're saying we should trust you. That's what Ramban seems to say. So the word pocket yifkoy has a potential everyone knew about it or no one knew about it. But even so, it's a very strange thing. Just to be able to walk in, we have by Yosef in the dreams of Paray, that what happens, Paray said, Rashi says, he went to all the, whatever the word is in English, the dream interpreters, and they all gave him answers. And he said, it didn't feel so good. It doesn't feel, in the Baina, it doesn't go inside the Baina. So what do you do in such a case? What do you do in such a case? Oh, so we wait till Yosef said something, he said, that makes sense to me. So it's possible to say, yeah. And if you look at, the Mefarshei Rashi, some seem to say this, that when the person was going to say pocket yifkoid, and they're going to give you, there is something more than just saying the words. It's not just say the words pocket yifkoid. There's something more to it. There's something, explain something with it. Give us a detail to it. Oh, give us a detail to it? He'll say it and it makes sense. The Balaturim, in last week's Parsha, says, I don't know if he's answering what I'm saying now, but it's possible, it's very easy to say, that pocket yifkoid was, the Ikka letter was going to be the pay. He doesn't say this openly. Again, I'm interpreting it. Because the Medrash, there is a Medrash that says that the Geula of the five Geulas were going to be each one with a different letter. The double letters in the Aleph base. The Chaf, the Lamed, the Mem. It's a fascinating Medrash. It says that each letter represented a different Geula. And the Geula of the Mitzrayim is from the word letter pay from Pocket Yifkut. What does pay Pocket Yifkut mean? The Balaturim, now I'm quoting a cryptic, all Balaturims, cryptic Balaturim that says Pakoid meant, Yosef said, I ruled in Egypt for 80 years. He got to Pari's house. He got to Egypt at 17. And then he was there for 12 years. And he's standing in front of Pari. He said, how old are you? I'm 30 years old. And he dies, which we just read the Pesuk. When he dies, 110. I ruled for 80 years. Pakoid. There's other letters. We'll get to them soon. Pakoid, the pay means I ruled for 80 years. Moshe Rabbeinu shows up and says, Yivkoid. What, Moshe, what do you do at 80 years old? I'll tell you what I have to do. Very simple. The Torah tells us when Moshe Rabbeinu showed up, he was 80 years old. So according to this, the word pocket yifkoid is not just say the words, because that would be a little hard to understand that everyone knew, no one knew. But there's more to it. It's like by dream interpretation. It's got to enter the bones and someone's got to say it makes sense. So maybe they knew within the system, within the secret society, they knew that pocket yifkoid is not just say the words, but it has to be something specific with a pay. We have to know what the other letters are in a minute. What's the letter with the pay? Oh, I'll tell you what the letter with the pay means. Pay means he was 80 years old. For 80 years he ruled. I'm 80 years old. Okay. And maybe no one else could have thought of what to do at 80. Or they would have shown up and said, what's 80? I have 80 kids. Like, what does it say by Pare? You're going to have kids born and kids die. So maybe someone would walk in and say, I have 80 kids. Okay, that's not going to speak to us. Someone's going to walk in and say, I own 80 homes. Okay, not going to speak. I'm 80 years old when I showed up. And 80 years old when Yosef ruled. Not 80 years old. He ruled for 80 years. Good enough. Possibly. So we have here, on the simplest form, we have a grand debate, possibly the Ramban's taken both sides of the equation, of who knew this phrase, pocket yifkoid. Was it everyone in Klai Yisrael knew it, or no one really, but secret society knew about it? And then we're adding on our own, which again, not our own, Palatur might be saying it, to look at the Mepharshim might be saying it, that pocket yifkoid had to say more to it. Maral, I think, says something famous, that same Gerari. He says that the word pocket means to take away, it's like missing. Nefkat is taking away. So he said, pocket yifkoid means you take away the numbers of the word pocket. What is pocket? Pay 80. Kuf 100, 180. He adds in the Vav. There's no Vav in the Chumash, but that's a vowel. It's fine. Adds in the Vav in the Dalet, 190. That means the person would have to show up, would have to say, by the way, I'm here now 190 years early. The word Pakad meant we're going to be released 190 years early. So it's like a little additional thing. Don't just think the word Pakad has to mean something to the people relevant standing there, and has to mean to the time period. Maral asks, by the way, just in case, he says, wait a second, but Pakad's missing the Vav. I don't know if I like that Gematria. It's like amazing. You have a Gematria? That sounds so good. He said, but by the way, I'm missing a Vav. He says it himself. Okay, that's all the introduction to what we're going to do on the Pakad Yifkud. And now we're going to start our journey on an extremely, extremely original, wild answer that I'm proud to say Hashem gave me a gift. So now, there's a pasuk in the Torah. Yud Gimel Yotes in Shemois. Shemois Yud Gimel Yotes. Probably, you can't say such a thing, but it's possibly to say one of the most difficult psukim in the Torah to read. It says like this. Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Bav. Here it is. Nope, I have the wrong pasuk. Okay, but it says here, I'm wrong. Yud Beis, Mem Aleph. I don't know how I got to Yud. Oh, that's a different pasuk. Okay. Yud Beis, Mem Aleph. It says this. Vahim Miketz, it was at the end, Shloshim Shana, 30 years, Va'arba Meir Shana, 400 years. Vahim Be'etzam HaYom HaZeh, Yotzu Kol Tzavois, Hashem, Eretz Mitzrayim. Then the Jews left Mitzrayim. After how many years? Open pasuk in the Torah, not from the Gospels, Chas V'Shalom, from the open Torah. That says 430 years the Jews left. Very difficult pasuk. So difficult that when the Rabbanim got together in the time of Talmai HaMelech, and they had to switch certain things in the Pesukim to make politically correct statements, we'll use it that way, the Gemara Megillah says, they added on 430 years, not from Eretz Mitzrayim, from Eretz Mitzrayim, but Chol Shara Ratzes, because the Jews were not in Mitzrayim for 430 years. That's undebatable. So they weren't in Mitzrayim for 430 years. So they left after a 430-year exile of what? Of Mitzrayim exile, including other lands. But even that's not so clear. Even that's not so clear. Rashi already says, what do you get to 430? What's 430? In the original decree, in Parshas Lech Lecha, it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avram that they'll be in jail, they'll be in exile for 400 years, not 430. 400 years. So Rashi has one. Each Rishon is going to have a long mahalach worthy of three shiurim. And Rashi's mahalach, this will go Rashi, why not? And it's an easy one. Rashi says when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avram Avinu that they're going to be in exile for 400 years, it didn't start right then. No, it started from 30 years from the day he's talking to him. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let's say, after how old Avram was, according to Rashi at least, according to everybody else, that Avram Avinu was being spoken to HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the Bris Ben Absarim, and he's giving him the future of the history of the world. And as the future of the history of the world, he said, by the way, that not now, but in 30 years, what happens in 30 years, by the way? Yitzchak will be born, there will start a 400-year exile. But technically right now, it's 430 years from today. Be'etzem HaYom HaZeh, the pasuk said, the exact same day. So you have a pasuk in the Torah that's, again, extremely difficult, that says there was something to do with a 430-year exile. Can't say there's nothing. The pasuk says it. And the 430 years is counting from Avram Avinu. That means there is something about 430 years. So Vait, or Mansi, give a little schus, my shvogel, Zatzal. He put out one of his many shvarim. He printed over 20 shvarim. He printed the Pia Medaber Agada. The Pia Medaber Agada, very interesting to Zachen. And he says it, Americanized it, he says like this. He says, you learn in the Agada, you study the Agada, and it says that there were five great rabbis. You know, he misaprim b'yitzis, and Simon kol alayla. As well, you have a letter from the Rambam, where his son asked of his father, when you look at Hilchis Melachim, Hilchis Agada, the end over there, Pesachim, you have very little written on the Agada. But I know I spent the whole night learning with you every time. And here you write very little. Now, can you imagine what was the Rambam and the son Rabbeinu Avram discussing the whole night? But more so, this is what the Pia Medaber talks about. The Pia Medaber says, what were they discussing the whole night? You have five grand rabbis. He gives Manchel Kriyashma. What were they discussing? It doesn't say. I mean, Yisaprim B'Tzisayim. Okay, what? What? So he says wildly. He said the word Misaprim is numerically equal to 430. And he says it's true. And he says, therefore, what were they discussing? This pasuk. That's why I say it's one of the most difficult psukim. One of the most difficult psukim in the Torah is Yud Beis Mem Aleph, that says the Jews were in Egypt for four, sort of, Vayimi Kates, the end. Shleishim Shana Vabal Meishan. 430 years, the end of something, is when the Jews left Egypt. So they were discussing Misaprim Kalaila. Why? The word Misaprim means we have to figure that out. And by the way, He says as well, in a different place to Piyam Adaber, again, my Shvaga put it out, so we're giving him a Zech Nishmasai, is that when it says, Shemesaper, what does the word Shemesaper mean? We, in the Agadah, when we're first graders, we come home, and we say that it's talking about Sipri Tzayim, that's telling the story. He says, no. The word Lisaper means to count. Lisaper means to count. He says what they were doing was, Misaprim Kol HaLaila, it's two different places. Misaprim Kol HaLaila means that they were busy the entire night counting the 430 years. Misaprim equals 430. The word Lisaper means to count. They were busy counting and figuring out the cheshbonus of how the 430 years work out, how this pasuk works out. Okay. So step one we had so far is the concept of pocket pakadati, pocket yivkai. Step two, we have now a pasuk in the Torah that says 430 years, which we're agreeing is very strange. Now we have step three, the Geshmaka step. Step three says like this. We have Rabbi Avraham Chaim Shor, 1600s, the author of the Tzayin Kachem, on Kachem, or for author of the Torah's Chaim on Chulin. He says like this. He says on a different pasuk, another difficult, not pasuk, word in the Torah, a very unique word in the Torah. And that's where it was before. I said 1319. This is where it is. In the beginning of Parashat B'Shalach, Pasuk Yotes, Vayikach Moshe Es Moshe Yosef Imoy. The Jews are leaving Egypt, and Moshe is grabbing Yosef's bones. Yosef's bones. Now, Ki Hashbiya Hashbiya Esmei Yisrael Leima, comes up again, these words, Paka Yivka Lekim. Again, so you see Paka Yivka is showing up, not in someone saying something, but someone doing something. Now, what does it say right before that? Right before it says, "Vayasav lekem es ha'om derech ha'midbar yamsof v'chamushim olu b'nei Yisrael meretzan." The Jews came up 1/5. Now, Rashi says this word is difficult. Oh, yes, there yet 1/5. What does the word chamushim mean? So Rashi gives two interpretations. Interpretation number one means they came armed. Armed. Weapons. I don't know what you're going to do with a person who never shot a gun in his life. Now you're going to give him a gun. Some people might name Kevi Tegan, might be having guns. Who knows, right? And they're walking around now. Or, Yonatan ben Aziel says, armed with mitzvahs. Tyrus and mitzvahs. Okay, that's answer number one. Answer number one. What does the word chamusha mean? Armed. What does number two mean? Rashi says, chamusha in the famous Medrash, 1/5 of the people survived Makas Choshech, and therefore leaving Mitzrayim, chamushim was only 1/5 of the people. Chamushim 1/5, chamushim armed. The Tyrus Chaim says differently. Little math. Tzaris Chaim says, you can't ignore the fact that there was a gzeira or something very valuable and important real estate, an important thing, that there were 430 years part of the initial gzeira. Of course it said to Avram 400 years, but you see that when they left, it says 430 years. It's something. He says the initial gzeira was going to be 430 years of hard labor. Hard labor, there's different levels. But they didn't get 430 years of hard labor. Why? As we know, when Yaakov came down to Mitzrayim, the Jews were top of the world. They had someone in the White House, son-in-law in the White House. Then Yosef was alive, got a little worse when he died at 110 years old. Then the beginning of Parsha, this week's Parsha, or next week's Parsha, Levi dies at 137, gets a little worse. Next week, I'll give you a share on the difference between what happened when Levi died and when Yosef died, what will be the difference. My guy always tells me, RabbiHubna.com will be on there in a week or so. But what changed from Yaakov dying to Levi dying? To Yosef dying, to Levi dying. But there were different shlovim in the thing. It clearly wasn't that bad yet. When did it get bad? When did it get bad? When Miriam Hanavi was born. In fact, he says, the word Miriam, the name Miriam comes from the word Mara. From bitterness. The name comes from Mara. When Miriam was born is when it mamash got bad. Amram realized this is it. A new level of negativity, of abdus, of this. New level. Miriam was born. How much older is Miriam than Moshe Rabbeinu? Aaron is officially 3 years older. Miriam is 6 years older. So if Moshe Rabbeinu shows up, we said before, basic math, I need him to graduate high school, basic math, Moshe Rabbeinu is 80 years old. Well, how old is Miriam? 86. 86 years old when the ghoul is about to happen, and 86 years of hard labor. 86, Tyrus Chaim says, is what? 1/5 of 430. So when it says the Jews left, Chamushim, and we're gonna go to second Shanarashi 1/5. You have other 1/5. But don't say 1/5 means 1/5 of the people. 1/5 means 1/5 of the years that the Jews were supposed to serve hard labor. They served 86 hard years. They did it. But the other 4/5, they didn't. He says, it sounds fascinating. He said, do you wonder how far this goes? How do we celebrate? How do we celebrate the exodus of Mitzrayim, of Egypt? How do we celebrate Gulas Mitzrayim? On Leil Seder. Leil Seder, we all get together and we hold, we have an obligation of Dalet Kosis. So he says, what? What's that Kosis? Why not Matzahs? Let's have four Matzahs. Why four Kosis? For the Dalet Shana's Gula? So I'll tell you why. A little more math. Teres Chaim, 1600s. Because the word Kos, Gematria, is 86. 86. So he says, you hold up a Kos and you say, Shkoyach L'Chaim, for 86 years that we did not serve in Egypt. That's one cup. Two cup, three cup, four cup. Four cups of 86. Four cups, specifically, Kos of 86. Why 86? For the 4 years, for the fourth 86s you didn't do. But there's a fifth 86 we did serve. So you know what he says? Yeah. He doesn't say it. I'm saying this. Yeah, you pour the cup, you don't drink it. Because that we served. So the fifth cup at the Seder was for this chamushim that we already served. That means within the Seder night, which we'll see in a second, mind-blowing, within the Seder night that we celebrate four, things of four that appear in the Seder, there's always a hidden fifth element there for time served. Four we didn't do, thank Hashem. Four out of five we didn't do. Fifth we did serve. And by the way, I saw also as well, we're filling up the cup with what? With wine. That's the mitzvah. And we know that Yaakov and Yosef, last week's parasha, when they're dealing with each other, they're dealing with Yayin Yashem. Yayin Yashem is Gematria 430. So you're putting the 86, you're holding the 86 cup in your hand, and you're pouring in Yayin Yashem Gematria 430, and you drink four of them, because four of them, you're saying thank you to it. Fifth one, I'm not saying you don't say thank you, but time served.
So that Rashi says, that's the Chacham,
yes.
What do you mean by that? That he was giving him a message that the Chacham will be nice, that this will be a good...
I wasn't thinking that, but I like it. I like it. I'm going to write it down. Yes. I like that a lot. Last time here also, I wrote something down. I forgot what it was. Okay. So now we have this wild Tzayin Kachem. I was adding a little bit, but that's basically the Tzayin Kachem. So we have the Chamushim, Yatzim Mitzrayim, to answer the funny part, the Chamushim, weird word, to answer the odd pasuk of 430. He puts them together with a beautiful thing that I got. So it comes out. This is the, we start the wild ride. Comes out that according to what we're saying here, this wasn't wild yet. According to what we're saying here, The concept of Leil HaSeder and everything we say of four, I'm saying if you want to tell a guy, you come up to a little kid in the shul and you tell the guy, what's the most important number about a Seder? And every kid's going to tell you four. No, everything's five. You think it's four. Because four is what we're thanking for, but there's really five element there. There's going to be a hidden fifth element. The missing fifth element that's always there. So the easy one I just gave is the five cups. Right? There is a fifth cup at the Seder. Eliezer gave a whole shiur on it, right? He wrote a whole book on it. The fifth cup of the Seder definitely exists. How many cups of the Seder? There's five cups. How many you drink? It's four cups. So there's a hidden fifth element there. Where does it come from, by the way? It's not part of the Seder, but it's part of the Seder. One of the reasons is that there's five statements of Geula in Parshas Bo, of Eira, and we quote four of them. What about the fifth one? Many, many answers. But that means initially there were five statements of Geula by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The five Lashonos of Geula, not the four Lashonos of Geula, unless you answer it. The most famous four, most famous four is the four questions. I don't know about you. To me, there's five questions. Maybe I'm just misreading. I always have this problem. What's the first of the four questions? We're not going to test you. The first of the four questions, according to Moshe Havner, is, Manash Tanalazim, call it, no? Why is this night different from all other nights? So then what? Then we have four questions. I'll give you four differences on why this night is different than all the nights. But is that really four? We're saying ma. Now, already you look at the Rishonim, they already say ma doesn't mean why. It means how wonderful. They already have different. But if you read it, Pasha Kapshutai, Manish Talalaz, that's the fifth question. No question about it. Dalet Kosev said it's five. The next big four, this we're going to have to, we'll come back to later how much time we have because it's a direction, is the four kids, the four children. Lemaisa, if you go through the Svarim HaKadoshim, it gets nerve-wracking because there's multiple different responses. But there's multiple different responses, not dealing with what I'm telling you, that show that there's a fifth element. The easiest one I'm going to say, sounds like a Chabatska thing, but it's not a Chabatska thing, because in other Svarim as well, is that when we talk about the children, there's a fifth child that's not at the Seder. Many Svarim bring this down. That means we're talking to the four children, but there's a fifth one that's not here. There's an element of the fifth that's here, but not here. And this is quoted by a lot of people. There are other approaches as well. not discussing this question of five, it's question four. So you're going to tell me, okay, well, that sounds a little wild. Four, five's the main letter, not four's the main letter, seriously? Let's see. I came up with three fours. The Manashtana, which I'm telling you is five. The Kaisa, I'm telling you is five. And the four children, which might be five. That's only three things of four at the Seder. How many things of five do we have by the Seder? It's unbelievable. One, how many Tanoim? Sounds derech agav. We're going to get to the big stuff. How many Tanoim are together on Kol Ois Alayim, Masaprim, Kol Ois Alayim, which we said they're discussing this Pasuk? Five Tanoim. Okay. How many? We shouldn't talk about this. How many different types of Mara, it's a Mishnah, are accepted, are allowed, are permitted to be used as Mara? Five types of Mara. You have to read the Mishnah in Pesachim, I think it's Lamed Tes. That says five times. Why are there five types of Mara? They will quote that ready to be shown him. Because there were five types of Shibudim in Mitzrayim, so you have five types of Mara. To me, you can say simple, there were 586s. One of the big things I think I put the page here. One of the big things here, at the end of Magid, you say, Leficha Chanatu Chayovim. How many things do you have over there? You say over there. And we say five different things we're going to say over there. What are the five? Mishiba, Lagula, I forgot all the phrases right now. I don't have it in front of me. And it says five things. How? You tell me, eh. Here it goes. It says, Haitian me, Abdus Lacheris. One. Yogan Lasimcha. Two. Abel Yamta. Three. Mefela Godas. Four. Mishiba, Lagula. And just in case you tell me, okay, yeah. Yeah, guess what? The next words are, Vinoyim Alafonov. Shira Chadasha. And the big question is why it says Shira and not Shir. That's discussed by the Vilna Gaon and many other people. What's the Shira? And some of the answers are very simple. The Shira is to tell you of the hey things we just got redeemed from. It's not Shir, it's we Shir Chadasha. It says Shira Chadasha. Why? So it says because the hey is another factor. As well, when you start counting, the Pasuk we say, V'yetiyeinu Hashem Mitzrayim. B'yad Chazaka, one. Zoyin Atuya, two. Uvamayra Gadol, three. Uba Isis, Uvamaysim. It seems to be, when you start looking around by the Seder, there seems to be a lot of five things, not four things. Now, I'm going to this is where the train's taken off. If you have this idea in your head, that the whole Seder is, the whole Leila Seder is an open four, but a hidden five, I think that should be something that you realize before 2024. What do you mean? Come on. So what would you do? If you were the Chachamim, the secrets, we began the whole thing, this whole Shir circular, we began with a secret society, Pocket Yifkoid, maybe it's Amram, maybe it's Levi, maybe it's Sarah, secret society, and you're the secret society making up the Agada. No one knows who wrote the Agada. That's one of the great questions no one can answer. Who put together the Agada? If you're creating a secret society, what you should do is, by the way, at least give us a hint somewhere to look for this in the entire night. So I would say, the first word of the Agada, the first word of the Agada should be a hint. Something, tell us something. So now, I came up, you'll have a different answer, maybe. What is the first word of the Agada? A debate. So I'm going to come up with two potential answers. You'll tell me if I'm wrong. I think both of them hint to what I'm saying. And by the way, let's go to the easy one. I don't know which one's easier. The first word in the Agada could be Halachmanya, which, by the way, that's the main part of the Agada. No, I'm saying, what's that? The main part of Leila Seder is the Agada, right? How's it go? Kadesh, Orchatz, Karpas, Yachatz, Magad. The fifth, is an element? Wrong word. The fifth something of the Agada is going to be Magad. First word of Magad, Halachmanya. Halachmanya, right? Now let me read to you a Noyam Elimelech. Noyam Elimelech. A new one. Here it says it is. You tell me what this means. Because I don't know what this means until tonight. Beroiv ha'agadas, in most of the agadas, menukedes, the vowels, tevis ha becomes. Halachmanya. Amnam, Naimelach, b'mishnas chasidim, uveshar ha'kavonas, way above me, shar ha'kavonas, kasu, shenekuda what? B'tzerei, hey. Hey, lachmanya. I don't know the difference between ha and hey, this and these and those and the, and if you want to do it in English. But the Shara Kavanas is telling you that the first word of the Agada, by the way, is hey. Hey, meaning the fifth element. I would say even more than that, that even if you want to do ha, the letter ha, hey Aleph, is one out of five. Hey means the fifth element to worry about. What's the other potential first word of the Agada on Leila Seder? The first word is when you come home, people have a custom that they begin singing. What do they sing the first thing? Kadesh. It's just part of the Agada, by the way. According to many, you have to say those words. Kadesh, Urchatz, Karpas, Yachatz. Right? You got to say all those words. First word's Kadesh. Now it says like this. If you want to give a secret societal hint, we're going to put the secret societal hint for the few people who are going to get involved with this. What we have is, we have two types of concepts, and 100 types of concepts of gematrias in the Torah. The simple gematria is, Aleph is one, Beis is two, there must be a song. Right? That's the simple way of doing it, right? Simple gematria. Then you have an Arbash, you have all types of gematrias. But if you want to have the secret gematria, I think, the secret gematria is going to tell you the letter spelled out with not in the phrase. So for example, Aleph, how do you spell an Aleph? Aleph Lamed Pei. Aleph Lamed Pei. So the secret gematria of Aleph is not one. Secret gematria is 110. What's the gematria, let's say, of Beis? Spell Beis, Beis Yitzhak. The open gematria is 2. The hidden gematria is 410. This is, by the way, brought down. This is not, the hidden gematria exist. First word of the Agadah. If you want to say it's not Hey Lachmanya, this year Pesach night, don't say Halachmanya, say Hey Lachmanya. If you want to start singing the song Kaddish or Chatz Karpas, let's spell out the hidden letters in Kaddish. Kuf. Kuf is spelled what? Kuf. Vav Pei. Vav Pei what? 86. I recognize 86 from this conversation. 86 was year served. Okay. What about the Dalet? Kaddish. How do you spell Dalet? Most places are Dalet Lamed Tzav. Which means what? The hidden element, 430. When you're starting the Agada, the first two letters out of your thing are 86, 430. What's a Shin? Shin Yud Nun, which is to me the numeric thing. It's telling you to do it. 1 over 5. So you don't count the Shin, you count the Yud Nun. Yud Nun is 1050, 1 over 5. So the open statement of Kaddish is Kaddish. Pick up your cup of 86 and pour your Yayin Yashin of Daskenim Neichimenu of what? Of 430. But when you're saying the word Kaddish, understand that the secret society is telling you, by the way, when you're starting to say, to recognize, there's going to be a 1-5 ratio of what's hidden part. It's here, but it's not here. You're looking at fours and you're focusing on fours, but no, there's always a fifth hidden element. And it's without the say that it's there, the fifth hidden element. The fifth hidden element. Good? I'll tell you how far it goes. When you want to mamash tell people something, what we hold the essence of something is in the name of something, right? That's why there's no one named Kevi in the world. But if there was, we'd figure out what Kevi means. Kobe maybe now. What do we do now, right? What's the essence of the name of the holiday? Paditzer Rebbe is a famous thing. Pesach. What's the word Pesach mean? Simply explained, Pesach means A, HaKadosh Baruch Hu jumped over the houses. Pesach, he jumped over the houses. Many of the Hasidic Shasram, and it's based on the Zohar, it's all that stuff, is that the Klai Yisrael, it's a speech I'll come back and give a different time, Klai Yisrael was in a Golas Adibur. Ton, I think I have that. I might even have it on the website. I have to go check now. RabbiHavna.com officially. But I might have had this one. I spoke a month of years ago on it. That's why. I don't know if those were saved. That we have what's called Golas Adibur. Golas Adibur is a phrase you'll see all over the place. That means Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't speak clearly, whatever that exactly means. There was a Golas Adibur that only was fixed when the Jews got to Sinai, that began when they left Egypt. So really what they say is, the reason why on Pesach night, you're supposed to talk and talk, Kalamar B'lasaper, just keep on talking, because that was the first time the Jews had the ability to talk. We opened our mouths. How do you say open the mouth? Pesach. That's not me. Pesach. Pesach means Pesach. Now, when you spell Pesach, how many letters is that? When you spell Pesach, it's 4 letters. When you spell Pesach, there's 3 letters. What are you missing? You're missing which letter? The Hey. That fifth element seems to be there in the holiday, but hidden away again. Pesach means Pesach, hidden element 5. Pesach, full circle now. Full circle now. Moshe Rabbeinu is talking to Kadosh Baruch Hu. What's going to be? Are the Jews going to listen? Moshe Rabbeinu said, possibly Lashon Hara. He said, the Jews are not going to listen to me. Why won't they listen to me? Mikoytzer Ruach. Koytzer Ruach simply means hard labor. Many commentators, obvious question. Koytzer Ruach means hard labor. Would you rather listen to the guy in hard labor? The guy in jail wants hope. He wants the guy coming, by the way, you're out of here, and a year from now we're done. Mikaitzer Ruach means they weren't listening because of Kaitzer Ruach. Maybe they should have listened. So many quote, obviously, since we're doing a numbers game tonight, you didn't smirk yet. What's the gematria of Mikaitzer? Mem is 40, Kuf's 100, 100 plus 40, 140. Tzadik is 90, 230. Reish, another 200 is 430. So not me. Many people say that when Moshe Rabbeinu told the Kadosh Baruch Hu and the Yidden were held in the same way, I'm coming to redeem you, I'm your savior. They said, we're not going to listen to you. Mikaitzer Ruach meant, we know the original decree was 430 years. We didn't hit 430 years yet. What are you talking about 430 years? We only did 210-ish, and we really only did 86. 86 hard labor years. So they were telling Moshe Rabbeinu, Mikaitzer Ruach, we can't listen to you. Kenished. Whatever you are, you're nice, but it's no good. And by the way, the last guys who left early 30 years ago, B'nai Ephraim, didn't end well. This is not the plan. Thanks, but no thanks. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Emes Ataina. What am I going to do now? Am I going to be able to leave early? Am I going to be able to get them out early? They're not going to listen to me. Kadosh Baruch Hu, what does Kadosh Baruch Hu have to say? Kadosh Baruch Hu tells him to say, give a smile. Pocket Yivkait. Pocket Yivkait. What does Pocket Yivkait mean? Let's go through the letters. Pay, we said, was the essence of what it is. I'm giving an answer in 3 seconds from now. Pay Aleph, let's say, the famous Joker Bikivega. The Rebbe and Chedi was going through the Aleph. Aleph is Aleph, Lam, and Pay. Pay is a Bay. And when he got to Pay, I don't believe the story anyway, but they say, really, oh, good macha, same story, but it's all not nonsense. Pay Aleph is Pay. And the little kid next to him said, what do you mean? Why have an Aleph? Just say Pay. So he laughed. He said, what are you laughing at? He goes, first, what's a klutz kasha? And you should ask the kasha by Hey. Okay. Hey Aleph is Hey. You should have asked it 5 minutes ago. But Pay Aleph, we know Aleph means to understand, Bina Badas. Understand. So when it says the word pakoid, let's go to the hidden. Moshe Rabbeinu says, I could say pakoid yifkoid. Anyone can say pakoid yifkoid. No, I got to get something to you that's going to speak to you, that's going to make sense to you, it's going to tell you the secret involved. So I'm going to tell you what pakoid is. The secret of pakoid yifkoid is the letters that aren't spelled out. So pay means aleph, pakoid yifkoid means understand what I'm about to tell you. The secret of getting out of here. What are the next two letters? Kuf. What's the silent letters of Kuf? 86. Dalid, same word as Kaddish, probably. Dalid, Lamatov. So Moshe Rabbeinu came to him and said, Paka Yivka, you know what that is? You're telling me, Mikaitzer Ruach, you can't get out. 430 years, Mikaitzer Ruach, we're not there yet. Yeah, but you don't remember what Yosef told us? Dasakein Noichimenu, Paka Yivka meant, understand, there's a concept of Paka will be redeemed after 86 hard years out of 430. And that's what he told them. That resonated with them. They said, oh, man, that's not so bad. I'm sure you said it. I'm not saying you're right or wrong. I don't know what you said. Your math is faster than my math. What? I'm not sure what you're saying. Kuf is 100. Oh, the private number is 86. And dollars is a... Oh! I mean, we're doing the same thing in different directions.
And off 86.4 from your Kaiser.
Correct. Right. We're happy to be saying the same thing. We're just coming in a different direction. Yes, that's what I'm saying. One way you're saying the other. We're saying the same thing. Correct. So if you like it, you always. It's fine. So the you're saying the same thing. The pocket gift card was that we're done. We have a way out. There is a mechanism. There's a key in the lock right now that we can turn it and get out of here. You're right. Ideally, it's 4:30, but there is a way out. 86. We did it already. We can get out of here with pocket gift card. So we started out again with the question of how does pocket gift card have done do anything? Does everyone know about it? No one know about it. Is it like a dream interpretation? It could be that they knew something, but they had to know more to it of what it's going to mean. You could say also that the pocket you've commented, I'm 80 years old. The pay will be get you out of 86 out of 430. You can start playing with all these games. And Aleph could also be, okay, not for now. The point is that from now on, when someone tells you the whole Seid is around 4, you tell them it's around the 5th hidden element, missing element, I forgot what you wrote down, the missing element of the 5th, that's prominent once you open your eyes. And we know maybe this year, Hashem, we should have a real gula, but hopefully if we don't, we'll say, hey, lachma anya.
And if both these words are not correct, everybody knew one part of the pocket
of
the
script,
but the real part
of the pocket. Oh, that would mean that...
Not a really interpretive, not a shmek at the right guy, that was the
only. Yeah, I like it. Yeah, it could be. The only thing that would be that they knew at the same time, which is not a problem, they knew at the same time of the pocket of the script also. Yeah, no problem with that. Excellent. Shkoyach.